we have for us this evening. Just maybe to complement the word that has already gone. Just want to remind ourselves. We need to keep these things that we're hearing. And one of the most effective ways that we can do that, it is through our confession. Amen.
Amen.
So I just encourage you on the thought I can call the power of your confession. May we read from the word, the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. The scripture reads, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, and shall believe that those things which he saith shall come, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith."
Zvirokwazvo ndinoti kwamuri, mumwe nemumwe unoti kugomo iri, sumudzwa ukandwe mugungwa, asinganyunyuti mumwoyo make, asi achitenda kuti zvaanoreva zvichaitika, uchava nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
We may take our seats.
Tingagara hedu.
So maybe briefly I may define the word confession.
Zvichida padiki ndingaedza kutsanangura inzwi rinonzi chipupuriro.
There are so many definitions of the word confession. It can include one revealing their sin and things like that. But here I'm interested with the revealing of what is in your mind.
Asipano ndinoda kungonyayotesva apa kana kugara pari kutipisa chiri mupfungwa yako.
In short, we can say confession is sharing one's thoughts, feelings, experiences.
Padiki tinoti chipupuriro kutaura pfungwa dzemunhu manzwire maonere nekureurura.
Usually through verbal utterances.
Kazhinji kazvo zvichirehwa kana kududzwa nemanzwi.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the book of John.
Bible inotiudza mubhuku raJohani.
It says in the beginning was the word.
In the beginning was the word. Pakanga paine shoko.
It doesn't say in the beginning was the thought.
Aliti pakutanga pfungwa
yakanga iri. It emphasizes on the power of the word.
Zino gara pashoko simba reshoko.
So as a child of God,
semwana wamwari,
Christianity,
chikristu,
is not an adventure. Christianity is it's a battle.
Chikristu kurwa.
And we have been told where the battle lies. People who are in the denominational world, to them Christianity is an adventure. That is why a president can come and attend a church service. A politician can come and do a campaign on the pulpit. These guys can have media coverage. They can enjoy all the privileges of being on TV, being advertised on posters and everything.
Because
that is an adventure to them. But to you and to me, Christianity is a battle zone. That is why Ephesians chapter 6, it tells us to put on an armor. You only put on an armor if you are going for conflict. If there's no conflict, what's the use of wearing the armor? What's the use of carrying the gun? Amen.
Amen.
So, and now, one of the effective ways that we can win this fight, it is by getting the promises the Lord has given us and confessing these promises time and time.
nguva imwe neimwe.
The pastor has already encouraged us that the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6
is
telling us about the law.
Kuti pamusoro pemurayiro.
Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Ativerengei kuna Deuteronomy chitsauko chitanhatu.
Just to remind each other.
Kungorangaridzana.
Very strange verse.
Verse 5.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
And
these words which I command you this day, they shall be in your heart.
Amen.
So the first thing, the word should be in your heart. It doesn't say it should be in your mind. This doesn't mean the word shouldn't be in your mind. But it has to be in your heart. Being in your heart, it means you have to be convinced. You have to be convicted first. Brothers and sisters, the word can be preached and you can be convinced. But that is not enough. If you go out there, your cousin is playing music, people are talking dirty stories,
that
you go to school, there's so many things happening there. You were convinced on Sunday, you were here. You said amen, you were able to stand up. But on Monday, what has happened? So many things have come up. Your boss, all these things in your mind.
So,
after the word has come in your heart, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. That is where the secret is. I have kept it in my heart. But for it to stay in my heart, let me give it to another person. Because when I see that person, I'll be seeing the word that is in my heart.
So
that will be reminding me. Amen.
Amen.
Because the mind, it is an instrument of repetition. There's a certain man who said that his name is W. Clement Stone.
No,
I've forgotten his name. Sorry, I'm trying to mix up the quotes. But this man said, he said, every man that I meet is my superior. Because I learn of him something. I may be a town man and look down on people from the village. They have no shoes. They are poor. But hey, there's something they can teach you. Amen. They look down. They don't know anything, they can't read. Go and you live among them.
There's
certain things you learn which you won't realize. Amen? So every man is my superior. I learned something out of it. So now here we are told, teach your children. Being a teacher, I understand. The first 7 years of a child's life are very critical. Do you know that children don't forget easily? And children don't usually do, those who are very young, they don't usually do what you tell them. They do what you do. Amen. So, whatever you have learned, teach them to your children. Back in Chatama, there's this notorious village. Terrible village. There are these traditional masquerades, they are called Nyao. They really destroy the minds of the children. Children can't learn. Start school, they fail. They smoke dagger. All these terrible things. Amen?
Amen.
And I remember one time, We went into this village to evangelize.
Takaenda mumushayo kundoparidza.
Very small children.
Zvana zvidiki.
When we were entering the village,
vataipinda mumushayo.
The only thing they could do, the only game, the only thing they could play, was to imitate the masquerades and with the leaves they were dancing. Very small. Because that is what was fed into them. But here we are told that our children should learn the law. After I've taught my children, it says, thou shalt talk of them. But isn't it enough just to listen at church and be inspired? Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. When thou walkest by the way. When thou liest down. When thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign. As if it's not enough for you to talk about on your hand, let it be a sign. And thou shalt, it shall be as frontless between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house. Amen.
Amen.
So we're talking about a confession. Wherever you go, that is how it has to be. I remember the pastor usually tells us back in Lusaka, for you to know that a believer is backsliding, they isolate themselves. They keep away from the company of church. Something which was impressing them and exciting them, it's bringing fear, it's bringing discomfort. Amen.
Amen.
That is how people lose the battle. Amen. But we need to confess these words. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are living at a time, brothers and sisters, where the coming of the Lord is near. We don't have to let down the baton. I like what the pastor had said over swimming. Sometimes when you swim, you drink water. You're not supposed to drink that water. But it happens. But let it be a learning stone. Learn from that. As a Christian, being a soldier doesn't mean you never have wounds. Amen.
Amen.
But those wounds, they heal. And then you keep on fighting. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
Romans chapter 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
kuti kana uchipupura nemuromo wako kuti Jesu ndiye Ishe,
and shall believe in thine heart
nokutenda mumoyo mako
that God hath raised him from the dead,
kuti Mwari wakamumutsa kwakafa,
thou shalt be saved.
Uchaponeswa.
Amen.
Amen.
So why confessing? Because there's power in your words. I have seen women who are very careless. Because you have a naughty child. Sometimes you forget psychologically. You put negative labels on your children. So in Chatama, one fun incident happened. This woman was fetching water on the well. She was fetching water. And then very small children, she had left them home. So she was wondering how they came to where she was and the dangerous motorbikes on the road. She was upset with the children. She said, "You frogs!" In Nyanza, say, "You machule.
You frogs!
Why have you come here? Can you go back home?" Now I thought the children would obey the parents. They said, no, we've refused. And there also a frog. So I said, okay, I know this is true. Amen. Because a frog can only give birth to a frog. It sounds funny, but that's a power of confession. Don't call your child a frog. There's a certain woman. She has only one son. And this son was doing very fine. He was a very smart young man. But he went drinking. His life has been destroyed. And I can see she's been, most of the time, she's not a believer, but I've seen her most of the times she's been getting sick because of worry. She hides all that pain, she hides it on the smile. So when she's with people, she says, you know, for us, life, we've lost in this life. I just came in this life empty-handed. I thought I had a son I don't have. So I told her, I said, madam, don't play with words. You are a mother. What you speak over your life, son, it has got power. Speak something positive. Amen. Brother Branham said, we usually sing songs when we are going for war. You think those soldiers who are singing songs, they are not scared? They're scared. But the songs, they give us courage. As we sing songs, we are confessing words. When you are at home, sing a song. Praise the Lord. Listen to a sermon. Go through the scriptures. That doesn't mean that you don't have problems. But the confession is what will help you. There's a woman that we baptized almost a month ago. This woman was tormented by evil spirits. And she's gone through so many places to try to find help. So when she came to the church, where we prayed with her, God delivered her. But the battle started again. She said, in the night I still feel bad thoughts coming. I feel the devil trying to hold me. So I told her that you have to fight. You have to speak the name of Jesus. Start learning the songs that you don't know. We don't know the songs. You don't know the Bible. Start learning. That is how you win the fight. Because there is power in confession. Back in Zambia, I don't know how it is here in Zimbabwe. We have these young men. I think here you call them combi operators. As we call them cowboys. Or in Nyanja we say angwangwas. Amen. These guys, we say, come on the bus if you're going this side and all that. They are very rough and careless. You know, these boys, whenever they see a person, let's go in our bus. And they are interested in you because you have the money. But if you are not going, they forget about you. They don't care whether you are an elderly man, whether you are young, they don't care. Or maybe if your money is short, whether you are a respectable person, they will embarrass you. And they are careless with words. Amen. Now look at their lives. There's so much in a hurry to make money. The following day to be the same thing. Through the years, see what they've done, nothing. Why? Because of the words they speak. They can kiss their mothers, they can kiss anyone, they don't care. There's power in confession. James chapter 3.
Jacob chapter 3.
Verse 5. James chapter 3, verse 5.
Jacob chapter 3, verse 5.
Even so, the tongue is a little member.
Saizo zoro rimi mutezo mudugu.
And boasteth great things.
Rozirumbidza zvikuru.
Okay, let's go to 6. And the tongue is a fire.
Rurimi moto.
A world of iniquity.
Wakaita senyika izere zvakarurama.
So is the tongue among our members.
Ndizvo zvakaita rurimi pakati pemitezo yedu.
Defileth the whole body.
Unosvibisa muviri wose.
And setteth on fire.
Rotungidza.
The course of nature.
Nzira yose yeupenyu.
And it is set on fire.
Rotungidzwa.
Of hell.
Irwo negehena.
You know that when you speak a bad word.
Unozaka kuti ashokora akashata.
It destroys another life.
Runoparadza umwe upenyu.
Those of us who are in marriage.
Vamwe vedu vari muwanano.
Let's be very careful.
Ngative vakachenjera.
Amen.
Hey man.
Be careful with our sisters.
Ati vakachenjera nehanza dzedu.
Don't speak carelessly.
Usangotaura asina hanya.
Because words go deeper.
Nokuti madzwi anodzama.
You make those mistakes.
Kana kukangasa ikoko.
Quickly correct them. Confess.
Kasika
make it right.
Amen.
That is what will keep your marriage going smoothly.
Those not up to wanano yako ifure mberi yakatseka.
Doesn't mean that when we are giving testimonies of our wives and everything.
Asirevi kati pazvipuriro zvemadzimai edu nezvose.
We are shock absorbers. Amen.
Tine manga. Ekukoda kuzvitakura.
A shock is very interesting. How many of you have seen a shock absorber outside the vehicle?
They're
inside, isn't it?
Arugadze.
But you just feel good when you're in the car in the
vehicle.
Amen. So when you run out of shock absorbers,
it's
time to get your car to the garage. Get some more. Amen. So these who are not married, they'll say, that marriage is nice.
That's nice.
Amen. You see us on Facebook, we're smiling. Alright? Power of confession. Amen. Positive confession. Amen.
Amen.
You've seen what the tongue can do? Do you know that when you speak a word which is bad to someone, it hurts you more than it hurts the other person? It sets the world on fire. It sets your life on fire. Amen.
Amen.
Especially this message we've received, people speak negatively about it. In Chatama, they call us a satanic church. I was asking them, what kind of a satanic church is this? People stop prostitution, people stop smoking, people stop drinking. It is not a serious satanic church. So one time, that was last season, before this season, we had a terrible drought. Horrible drought. It was very bad. When we organize prayer and fasting meetings, they stay 2 days, they haven't eaten. You think they're just fasting there, that it's just something, they don't have food.
So
we thought of coming together to seek the Lord.
Amen?
Amen. So I said, can we come and have some prayer and fasting? We just asked them to have mercy on our
field.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the village is very interesting. I don't know how rumors go about.
So when one sister
was preparing to come for church, this elder of a Seventh Adventist church, because she used to go to that church, so he went to visit her. He said, what is happening to you? I've heard you are going to pray for rain now. Are you out of your mind? Are you God to pray for rain? You know God can bring the rains. Now the sister was also scared. So she said, who told you we are going to pray for rain? Why are you talking? Yes, you are going to pray for rain. Can you tell her? Yes, confess you are going to pray for rain. And no, just leave me alone. Yes. I told you these churches are confused. So the sister came, but she was discouraged. She didn't say anything. So we started So I told them, I said, let us tell the Lord exactly what we want.
Amen.
We will mention every plot of land you have and what you've planted. We ask.
Hey.
So we read from 2nd Chronicles. Let us read 2nd Chronicles. It's a common
scripture.
Is it 2nd or 7? Chapter 7, verse 14. Let me see. Yeah, 2nd Chronicles chapter 7.
Chronicles chapter 7.
Verse 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, as you are praying, you're confessing. It's 14. Verse 14.
Verse 14.
2nd Chronicles 7, 14. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sins and heal their
land.
Amen. So we stood on this scripture. We prayed to the Lord. We told them, let us lay the foundation on repentance. In case of anything that can stand between us and the Lord, let us ask him to forgive us. And we were able to pray. But I can tell you, brothers, even if I were praying, I was thinking, do I know what I'm doing? I'm misleading these people. What if it doesn't rain? I mean, they don't work out. Then I said, anyway, that's not my business. I'm doing my business. God will do his
business.
So we did that. We prayed. Now there's this one zealous brother. Just after we finished the prayers, he went straight to his home. It was very dry and very hot. So he went in his village. Everyone in this village, this is time now, let's go, we apply fertilizers. You see, these churches these people go to, you see? Said what? Guys, mad. Are you out of your mind? It's better we keep this fertilizer for the next season. This season is gone.
Yeah,
he was scared. He just said, that's your problem. Me, I've gone. So he went to apply the fertilizer. God is my witness, brothers and sisters. 4 hours later, around 7 p.m., drops started. We had rains from around 7 p.m. to somewhere around 03 a.m. in the morning. Heavy rain. But not only that, the rains continued non-stop for the next 10 days.
Amen.
And you see, remember that sister who was told that these churches you go to,
she was
open to tell us the testimony. She said that SDA elder, from here I'm following him up to tell him, didn't it rain?
Amen.
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 There's power in confession.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
As we are about to close, look at the account in 1 Samuel. It's a very known story.
1
Samuel chapter 17.
Samuel chapter 17.
Let's look at this confession, negative confession. If you believe negative confession, it will destroy you. 1 Samuel 17, verse 10. This was Goliath. It's a well-known scripture. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel. This day, give me a man that we may fight together. Amen. Sometimes sickness can tell you that. Sometimes circumstances can tell you that. Challenges you've gone through in the past can tell you that. Even people whom you hold dear. Amen. I defy the armies of Israel. But we need to be wise. Amen. We need to know when Satan is speaking. Let's see what David said. We see the negative confession. We'll start from where he met Goliath. Okay, let's start from verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth. So the negative confession continues in 43. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with the staves? You've seen? There is no money. How are we going to manage this? No one has been educated in our family. No one has been married well in this family. No one can go to the university in this family. That's the confession. Amen. Just to share a little testimony. Amen. When I went to Chatama, I took, when we were with brothers, we visit a lot of places. And we would ride as far as 60 kilometers. So many people desiring to hear the word of God. Sometimes we would walk. So the brothers were telling me, brothers, Brother Zima, no, let's pray so that we have a motorbike. I used to admire, I look at the motorbike. It's a good thing, you know. Now when my wife visited us, yeah, I put her on a motorbike, I was also on another one. The way this guy was riding, he was holding on. I said, my wife will never ride the motorbike. So this brother was saying, let us pray. Me, but you know, when we have a motorbike, I said, brother, me, motorbike for me out. So you mean we pray for a bicycle or what? What is it? I said, we pray for the Lord to make a way. Amen. Amen. Because the challenge is you have prayers here, you are praying for people. There's another time you have to walk. And then when you're traveling to Chatham, if you don't have a car, I think I've seen it here. There are these small vehicles. You have 9 people cramped in it. No other means of transportation. And you have to wait. You can't travel at your own time. You have to wait in the evening, they go back. The only way you can come from Chatham is early in the morning when they're all going into town. Amen.
Amen.
So we prayed, we said, Lord, make a way. Amen. And the Lord made a way for us.
Amen.
We managed to get a brand new car.
Amen.
But when I say brand new, well, in our context, unregistered. For me, I'll say, even for someone who has a car, I mean, they're keeping it well, okay? But the Lord said, no, You need to get one where you put the new number plate yourself on it. Amen. It's a miracle what happened. Because the one I went for, it was a small one. The big one I desired, it was roomy and it was good, but I said, this one is too expensive, we can't afford it. Let's just go for this one. Amen. So when those guys took it for registration, only to come in, they said, no, that vehicle is gone, it's in an accident, it was destroyed, the guy hit a pole. So he says, I will refund you or I'll give you another one. So now I said, that guy doesn't have a vehicle equivalent to that one. Not only he said, I'll give you, I said, the only vehicle you can give me is this one that you refused yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
He said, no problem, brother. He's an Indian. And he gave me the same vehicle. Amen. So our prayer is, we want that to help us favor the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. We want, when men of God come to visit us, we don't want them to be cramped up. Amen.
Amen.
Just word on the testimony. You know, when Brother Piri was coming here, with Pastor Nkoma, who went back, we had to hold on to this one guy. So we tell him, we had to hold on to one driver. We told him, please, don't go. But he had gone. Okay, I said, okay, if you go, come back. We are booking you. Because I've got visitors. And you have to pay a lot of money. So he had to wait. But the visitors were delayed into the night and he was panicking. He wanted to go back. So I was panicking. How will I communicate? He calls me. Okay, no, let's wait, they'll be coming. And their phones had gone off. It was a very painful experience. Because I knew that if he goes, where will I take them? So I said, please, Lord, make a way for us. We need you to help us with transportation. And for sure, the Lord answered. Now let us hear the positive confession of David.
Amen.
And the Philistines say to David, come to me, and I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air. Yes. Verse 44.
Mufilistia kati kuna David, vuya vuno kwa ndiri ndi peshi zokudenga nezikana zebundo nyama yako.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what this life is. The pastor gave us an example in the morning where he talked about that creature Brother Branham saw. He was speaking those ugly words to discredit their
faith.
But David knew the power of positive confession.
As David, why is he
then said, David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword. And with a spear. And with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord. Of hosts.
Jehovah,
God of the armies of Israel. Whom thou hast defiled. You know, a child of God is invincible. You are a God. Do you know that you are a God?
Amen.
A God is above subjects. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when you're at a work place, you can be intimidated by your boss. Rich man, well accomplished, very intelligent. But he's nothing. The Bible says, man at his greatest state. Is vanity. How can man at his greatest state be vanity? We thought man at his greatest state is everything. If they don't know God, they are nothing.
So
you are God. Amen. You don't know that your presence at the company is doing them a lot of good.
hauzivi kuti iwewe wako mukambani yavo yauri iyoyo huri kuvaitira zvakanaka chaizvo mukamba yavo.
Let us have positive confession.
Ngative nekupupura kwakanaka.
David told him that I'm not coming to you in my own strength. I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord.
David akamudza ini handui kwauri musimba rangu ndimene ndinoya kwauri nesimba nezita raJehovha.
Another story that touches me in the 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Imwe inobata moyo wangu ndi Samuel kutanga chapter 1.
Story of Hannah. This woman didn't have children.
Nyaya Hannah uyu akanga asina vana.
And you know, she was in a polygamous marriage.
Ukanga alimbarika.
Well, I think I could be wrong. Hannah might have been the first wife of Elkanah because he loved her so much. Look at this. But unto Hannah he gave a worth portion, for he loved Hannah. First Samuel 1 verse 5. He gave worth portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb.
Asi Hana wakamupa migoyo miviri nokuti wakanga achida Hana asi Jehovah wakanga azarira chizvaro chake.
Now see how the devil works.
Tadai kubata kunita diabolos.
That's why polygamy can never be. It's never been in the plan of God. Anywhere where you read polygamy in the Bible.
George Konzero barika kone kuti rive mufungwa wa Mwari. Pose panongoverenga zvibarika panongori ne.
Look at this. Verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her. So
zvino muvengi wake akamunetsa kwazvo.
For to make her afraid.
Kuti azvidye moyo.
Because the Lord had shut up her womb.
Nokuti Jehovah wanga azarira chizvaro chake.
You've seen how Satan works.
Unozoona kubata.
You already have problems, he still add on that.
Kunyanga une dambudziko anowedzera pamusoro pedambudziko rauri naro.
I believe she would pass and say, you know,
ndodaira kuti waipfuura nepadhuze naye otaura kuti
some of us have got children. When we die, our children will bury us. Some people will never bury them.
Katikafa vana vedu vanotiviga.
Amen. Saying that on purpose.
Achitaura achizoziva kuti ndiri kutaura kuti.
And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat.
Akati saizvozvo gore rimwe nerimwe kana achikwira kuimba yaJehovha akamunetsa saizvozvo saka wakachema akaramba kudya.
Something is strange about this woman.
Pane chimwe chinoshamisa pamusoro pemudzimai uyu.
This other friend would provoke her on purpose.
Uyu mumwe mudzimai waimukododzora achida hake.
But look at verse 8.
Verse
then said Elkanah her husband to Hannah, why weepest thou and why eatest thou not and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons?
Zvino murume wake Elkanah akati kwaari, Hana, unochemeiko? Unorambireiko kudya? Mwoyo wako une shungu nei? Ko ine handikupfuuriri vanakomana vane gumi here?
This tells me Hannah did not reveal what the friend was doing to her. That's why the husband was asking, why do you keep on crying? You've been crying, you can't eat, you can't. What is the problem? She was quiet. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes when you have a problem at home, talk about marriage again. Don't share your problem with everyone. I've encouraged the believers in Chatham. I've told them, if you have a marital problem, your husband is doing this, don't keep telling your neighbors. You're telling wrong people. You are confessing your problem to the devil. Some people they will tell you, oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that. But inside their heart, they're saying, good. So that you feel it also. This woman, she did not show the husband. She knew he was not the right person to tell the problem to first.
Why is he out? Asi wakafanira kuti udze kutanga dambudziko rangu.
So what did she do? So Hannah rose up, verse 9, after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul.
Saka Hana vakasimuka vapedza kudya pashiro uye vapedza kunwa. Zvino Eri muburisita wakanga agere pachigaro chake pamukova wetemberi yaJehovha.
This is where the positive confession comes in. And prayed unto the Lord and wept so.
Zvino Hana wakanga ane shungu kwazvo akanyengetera kuna Jehovha akachema kwazvo.
Philippians 4:6 tells us, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, not in big things or in small things, make your requests known unto the Lord. She prayed and she wept in the right place. Now something happened. As she was crying, as she was complaining, her faith was being strengthened. Do you know that if a woman doesn't have a child, sometimes even an adopted child will do, isn't it? If a woman doesn't have a child, she stayed all this, you think she will worry whether she has a boy or girl? As long as she has a child. Maybe for one who has got maybe 8 girls, they'll be saying, please, I need a boy, Lord. Give me a boy. This one doesn't have a child. But look at what happened as she was praying. The weeping and the complaining became a prayer of faith. Look what she said. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look unto on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child.
Akapika mikwa kati Jehovah wondo. Kana mukavane hanya kwazo nokutambudzika kwamurandakadzi wenyu, mukandirangarira mukasakanganwa murandakadzi wenyu, asi makapa murandakadzi wenyu mwana womukomana.
Amen.
Amen.
Instead of her to say, if you give me a child, she says, a man child, a boy.
Unotaura achiti, ndoda mwana womukomana.
She was strengthened enough to say, I want a boy.
Amen.
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 And the prayer was answered. Amen.
Amen.
So, the Lord strengthen you, brothers and sisters. Circumstances will come. This beautiful word that we've received. Keep playing it, recordings. Write down the scriptures. Let the confessions come. Challenges are still there. Battles are still there. Amen.
Amen.
This confession is what helps us.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord bless you richly.
Amen. 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 Amen.